99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Setting the bar stories. Kelly, what's a setting the bar story?
It's a don't do this kind of story.
Yep. And sometimes, you know, you're already in trouble. We understand that.
Uh-huh.
But maybe this isn't how you go about getting out of trouble. So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to post bail, using counterfeit fake money, you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah. No, they're going to figure that out pretty quickly.
Listen, kind of felt bad for this guy at first because he wasn't really even involved in the initial crime here. But you're going to find out why he actually deserved to get arrested as cops there in Maine responded to a stolen vehicle, right?
Okay.
So they stopped this guy who was walking nearby because they thought, you know what? He matches the description kind of, and maybe he was involved. Turned out he wasn't.
Okay.
But there was a warrant for his arrest.
Uh-oh.
Because he had shoplifted at a Walmart.
Oh, dang. Yep. Oh, man. Oh, wow.
So they did take him in, booked him, and then let him post a $200 bail to get out.
Just 200 bucks?
Here's where it all unraveled for him.
Oh, no.
He tried to post bail with fake money.
Listen, my daughter has some play fake money. It looks legit. I mean, you can get it, I think, on Amazon. I'm not sure.
Well, this guy may have done that because he pulls out of his wallet two $100 bills. He's like, how much you need? 200 bucks? All right, let me just get here. And so hands him over to the, I don't know who you hand it to there in the jail.
The bail bondsman?
Yeah, and so they're like, yep, this isn't real. And so they tacked on forgery charges and then took him back to his cell.
You know what?
You're going to stay here a little bit longer. We're going to go ahead and add this to your list of crimes and back you go.
That fee's going to go up too the next time he gets an opportunity to get out. You know what? I'm going to choose to think maybe, like me, he has a child who likes to play with money, had some fake money, and it just got mixed up.
Maybe. He wound up paying another $100 in real money to get out later that day and is due back in court in August. So, again, if we understand sometimes, you know, you get into trouble, but how to get out of trouble is not to get into more trouble, okay?
Absolutely. I mean, it is kind of tricky, but the authorities do seem to be pretty good at figuring out fake money from real money.
Yep. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to post bail using fake money, you're doing okay.
Ah, so close.
Yep. That's setting the bar.